Now to that report into Australia's partner migration scheme, which has found that it's being used to traffic women and bind them into a life of slavery. The Institute of Criminology has detailed the cases of 8 women in Canberra and Sydney who've come to Australia with the promise of a happy marriage but have ended up being treated like slaves. The report recommends the Immigration Department make urgent changes to the way it handles visa applications. As Lindy Kerrin reports.
Married overseas and promised a better life in Australia, only to find out that you've committed to a life of slavery. The Institute of Criminology's research analyst, Samantha Lynham, has interviewed 8 women who came to Australia through the partner migration program and ended up being exploited by their partner.
The most severe case that I came across was one woman who, if she didn't obey her husband, would be locked outside of the house, especially during winter. She'd be forced to sleep in the backyard under a tree in freezing cold conditions. And during the day, she would be forced to take a pair of scissors and to cut the lawn. And if she didn't do that, she would be beaten.
Then there's the story of 17-year-old Kanya from India, who was set up in an arranged marriage with a family friend living in Australia. She first met her husband in India when she turned 18. She married him 3 days later and came to Australia.
Once she arrived here, she was picked up by her husband and her husband's girlfriend. She was then taken to their family home where there were 16 members living in that house, and she was expected to be their slave. She cooked for them and cleaned for them, had to take care of a number of small children as well as a number of elderly parents, and she was treated as a domestic servant.
The women were all aged between 18 and 49 and had come from various countries including Asia, the Pacific, the Middle East and Eastern Europe. They'd all consented to their marriages but were deceived about the men they were marrying and the nature of the marriage. Samantha Lynham says all of the women found it difficult to escape.
They're often trapped in their homes. They don't have any connections outside of that house. They don't have any friends. They're prevented from speaking to their family back home. They often don't understand English very well, so there are language barriers there. They're often threatened with deportation, with violence, with sexual violence and physical violence. And they don't have a level of trust in police that someone in Australia has.
The Salvation Army runs the country's only safe house for victims of human trafficking and slavery. Its spokeswoman is Laura Vidal.
Approximately 50% of clients that are in the safe house right now are there because of situations of exploitative marriages or marriages which have elements similar to that of slavery.
Over the last year, she says the organisation has helped about 40 women. The clients that you mentioned, how did they manage to escape from their situation?
There's a range of different things. One is they could potentially be hurt to the point where they become to the attention of medical services and medical services refer to the Salvation Army. There's other community groups and migrant resource centres which we conduct education and outreach to, and each other. So we also have people in the safe house who know of other people in the community who are experiencing a similar thing, and then they come to be referred via their friends or family members.
The Institute of Criminology report recommends cases like these be treated as human trafficking and slavery offences, which attract a far greater penalty than domestic violence crimes. It also recommends women be interviewed by the Immigration Department separately from their spouse when they're going through the application process. Samantha Lynham says she's hoping her report will raise awareness in the wider community.
Everyone hears about sex trafficking and to a greater extent now about labour trafficking, but this is really something that people don't know about. And so when they see domestic violence and when police respond to a domestic violence incident, we want them to be thinking, okay, what is it about this case that might actually be slavery as opposed to domestic violence?
That's Samantha Lynham from the Institute of Criminology speaking to Lindy Kerrin.